This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at a leadership summit organized by a private media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people, underlining that when the people trust a government, the impact on the development is profound. He further highlighted that the state of uncertainty kept Jammu and Kashmir engulfed in violence for 7 decades, but the contrast today is that newspapers across the country are reporting about the record-breaking voting in the region. Mentioning about the Boro Cultural Festival, the Prime Minister said that the lives of these people have changed with the Boro Peace Accord. Mr. Modi pointed out that times have changed and now it is the terrorists who feel unsafe in their own homes. Mr. Modi further underlined that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. Mr. Modi also pointed out that the governments after independence did not instill the energy needed for taking risk, but in the last 10 years, the youth have developed strong risk-taking ability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. In virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program, Mr. Modi underlined that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. He also praised the relentless dedication of BJP workers, noting that for several months they have been working tirelessly for what he described as the greatest tapasya of democracy. Maharashtra is set to go to the polls on 20th November and the counting of votes is scheduled for 23rd November. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and the India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for the party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged Hemnath Soren government is treating tribals for vote bank only. Addressing an election meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Dumka, Mr. Shah said the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of the tribals of the state. While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma accused Hemant Soren for making false promises. Mr. Sarma said election is the right time to dethrone Hemant Soren government. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and chief minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP of threatening his government. While addressing an election meeting at Dumka, Mr. Soren accused that the center has activated ED and CBI during ongoing elections in the state. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is holding public meetings in Jamtara and Khijri. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will also address a gathering at Godda. The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. In Chhattisgarh, at least 5 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of BSF, Special Task Force, STF and District Reserve Guard DRG was on a search operation in North Abujmad area of Narayanpur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, an encounter took place in which Maoists were killed in the gun battle. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. Apart from this, a large number of arms and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. 2 security personnel were injured in the exchange of fire. The search operation is still going on in the area. National Press Day is being celebrated across the country today to honor the essential role of a free and responsible press in the society. It was on this day in 1966 that the Press Council of India began its operations as a moral watchdog to ensure that the press maintains high standards and is not unduly influenced. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.